How many of you stopped and looked at Jenna's pictures on the way out? I mean, to think the little girl on the right is 6.5 years old and she's sick, and one's on the left, she's 8 years old after she got prayed for and healed. Now, what kind of job did our God do over that young lady? If you don't believe that Jesus is still alive and well, you look at that little girl and you think about what she looked like for 8 years. And then after her mama repented of her sin and we prayed the prayer of faith for her, in 2 weeks she looked that little beautiful girl on the left. And you see those smiles and how happy she is as she's showing you her neck and everything. It wasn't she precious? Just think. If we didn't know these things from God's Word, that little girl would still be sick and afflicted. Dave was like that for 40 years. 40 years Dave was sick like that with that same thing. And he looked awful. If you have not seen that DVD, Sickness is Satanic Oppression, get a copy of Sickness is Satanic Oppression in DVD. The first hour, that shows you what Dave looked like during the period of time. Now, Dave didn't get healed in 2 weeks. It took Dave 20 months to get healed. 20 months. And of course, when he got healed, he finally came to me and said, Pastor, why did it take so long for me to get healed? I mean, he was awful. We were claiming the promises, standing on the Word. And I said, Dave, I don't know. Only God knows that. I said, if you will pursue Him, He'll tell you. So he began to really pursue God. Lord, why did it take so long for me to get healed? Now, a man that goes to church and tithes and everything else, this is not what you want to hear. Dave, I don't know who you are. Is that what you want to hear as a Christian? I don't know who you are. Lord, I'm your son. I go to church every Sunday. I tithe. Oh, I know all that about you, Dave. I'm with you every second, so I know what you do. But you and I have no intimacy. You don't spend any time with me in my Word. He said, Lord, what if I were to spend a lot of time every day in the Word? He said, then your healing would have been very quick. Isn't that amazing? Instead of 20 months, he could have probably got healed like Jenna did in 2 weeks. But it took 20 months. And when he asked the Lord said, you and I have no intimacy. I don't know who you are. Wow. That's not what you want to hear, is it? That's why today, Dave asked him, asked the Lord, Lord, well, what would be considered intimate? He said, a tithe. About 2 hours a day would be fine. Now, how many people do you know it's going to spend 2 hours a day reading God's Word? I'm going to tell you, one. That's sitting right up there on top. I'm telling you, Dave, he spends time with God. I give him that time. Whatever he wants to, he gets up in the morning, gets his Bible, and he walks down that road reading the Word of God. Stop, read a page or two, and then he'll take 2 or 3 steps, and he'll read some more. He spends his time with God. Now then, when he needs something from the Lord, when he prays for his family or his wife, guess what happens? They get whatever he prays for. Guarantee it. Yeah, ain't none of these long, drawn-out 20-month prayers no more. And God shows up for Dave real quick. I mean, it's amazing. But he says that when he prays to God, he will be accepted and God will receive him with joy and restore him to good standing. Wow. After he says, your body will become as healthy as a child's, firm and youthful again. Let's see what the next two says. He will declare to his friends, I sinned? Oh my goodness. So sin is what brought all this upon him? I sinned, but it was not worth it. Is sinning and getting sick ever worth it? No, it's not ever worth it. God rescued me from the grave, and now my life is filled with light. You want your life filled with light? Then walk in obedience to His Word. You don't have to worry about it. You go to church and tithe and do everything God says, I guarantee He will pour out His blessing upon you, and you will not be able to contain the blessings. Now then, let's go to some of these places in Galatians 3, 13 through 15. I definitely want to cover that. This young lady asked me a while ago about generational curses. Well, everybody I know was born under a generational curse. Everybody. But praise God for Jesus. We stepped into a whole new sphere when we step into the new covenant. Galatians 3, 13. Look at what this says. Christ has, that means He already has redeemed or paid the price for us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. How do you do everything in the new kingdom? Faith. You gotta walk in faith. If you don't walk in faith or according to His words, you won't get nothing from God, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. Because God is a faith God, and He rewards those only that come to Him in faith and believe that He really is, and that He will reward those who diligently seek Him. What is diligence? Persistently. In other words, every day, right? Being in there constantly. But how many of us do that? Not enough of us. We get too involved in the world. Too involved in doing things. Do you know you can be out there working? You can be out there plowing. You can be out there mowing. You can be out there building a building. You can be welding. You can be plumbing. You can do anything. And you can still be praying. You know that? You can be talking to God. You know, you can ask Him for blessings. And that's intimacy with God. He wants that with you. He wants you to, Paul told us to pray continuously without ceasing. Yeah. So, and if we do that, wow. God, when you need a prayer answered in, bam, He'll answer it for you just like that. But He says here, if Christ has already redeemed us from the curse of the law, then if we're born under a curse, which all of us are, and to give you an example, I had a little boy, 13 years old, standing right here a few months ago, and when his mom, they were sitting right here on this seat, right here, as soon as the healing school was over, they brought him up and stood right there, and I said, what's the problem? She said, my son here was born with the retinas in his eyes never developed, so he cannot focus on anything. So I said, everything's blurry. He said, yes, sir, everything's blurry. I said, okay. I said, do you know Jesus? He said, yes, sir, I believe in Jesus. I asked his mother, I said, how long has he been like this? She said, since he was born. Now, what does that tell me if he's born like this? Whose fault is it? His? No, the mother's or dad's or somebody else. But it's not his, that's for sure. So I said, ma'am, let me ask you a question. I said, did you and your husband get sexually involved before this boy was born? She said, yes, we did. She said, we didn't. Said, we've been listening to your teaching about 6 months. We didn't realize how important it was with God that there be no sex, but said, we have repented for our sin. Now then, if they both repented of their sin, did God forgive them? Yes. Oh, man, are we in good shape now? Yes. Because how many people do you know that God did not get involved sexually before they got married? If they went together very long, nearly everybody did something they're not supposed to do. That sex demon is powerful, isn't it? It seems like that's what everybody can't live without. She said, we repented. I said, son, you're in luck. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, now that your mom and dad have repented of their sin, Christ has redeemed you from the curse. You see, if you repent of the sin, He's paid the price for it already, right? If He's redeemed you from the curse, it means He's already paid the price for something that you did or that someone else did. So I said, we're going to claim the redemption from the curse because Jesus paid the price. Your mom and dad has repented, so Jesus paid the price for that sin that they committed. So now then, that sin that they committed is what opened the door to the demonic spirits to come into your eyes to mess up your eyes. That's why you can't see, because you got demons in your eyes that are messing up your eyes. I said, now, Father, I want to thank you and praise you that you redeemed me from the curse. I said, now you demons of hell, I speak to you. I have all power and authority over you. It is written in Luke 10, 19, 20. Now, for those of you that don't know Luke 10, 19, and 20, I want you to see it. Luke 10, 19, and 20. Look at this. Behold, this is Jesus speaking again. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Now, serpents and scorpions is Satan and his host of demons. That's who that is. These are spiritual beings he's talking about. I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Over how much of the power of the enemy, young lady? So how much does he have left then? Isn't that good news? Hey, that's something to clap and rejoice about, I guarantee, when you find out that Jesus has given you power and authority over the forces of darkness. Now, but what if you're living in sin? It don't work. That's right. You try to cast him out. He say, oh, I ain't got to pay attention to you. You're walking in sin, girl. You know, I remember one time, I've told this story a few times. There was a girl, little 13-year-old girl, that they was trying to deliver. And there was only one man and his wife that knew how to do this. And they were from a Pentecostal church. So they'd been casting demons out of this little girl. all day long one day, and about half a day the next day, this pastor got tired that was doing it. He said, I got to take a break. And this other pastor was in there with him. Of course, they had some nurses in there and one or two doctors to see what was going to happen. This little girl was in an institution. And they tried to tell him that the problem was demonic. And so they needed to cast out the demons. And so they were getting things changed in her life. And so the first demon that left the first morning, when they were her hair was all knotted and curled and you couldn't have run a comb through it. No way. It was terrible. And when he finally cast that demon out of her hair just fell beautiful and silky. Is God awesome or is he awesome? And just as smooth and slick as yours is. But anyway, several little things began to happen. But about noon by the next day, they're still casting. She had so many demons, it was unbelievable that the demons she had in her little body. But this pastor got tired and he was going to quit. And this other pastor said, well, I've seen you do this for a day and a half. I know how it's done. I'll do it now. He said, you devil of hell, in the name of Jesus, you spirit of infirmity, I command you to come out of her right now in the name of Jesus. That little girl just turned around like this, just as unconcerned, and looked at him and said, I don't have to do anything you tell me. You're sleeping with your church secretary. Now, you think that wouldn't ruin a pastor's whole day? You think these devils of hell don't know what we're doing? Do they know? They know, don't they? They know. So you can't lie to them. So they know if you're walking clean and holy, when you command them to go, they got to go. They know if you know what you're talking about or not. That's like the woman out in Silver City, New Mexico that had 2,823 demons in her. It took us 7.5 hours to deliver that woman. Dave was there, Cheryl was there, and I was there. And we were with that woman for 7.5 hours. We finally got down. I looked at that clock, and I have 4 demons now out of 2,823. They've all gone out but 4. And them last 4 are stubborn, rebellious beasts. And I can't get them out. I look over the clock on the wall, and I said, Lord, I got 1 hour. I got to be in that church priest tonight. I said, I only got 1 hour. I said, Lord, when is this going to be over? And he said something to me that I will never forget. He said, son, I am a faith God. And when you believe it's over, that's when it's going to be over. Or does he give you and me that power? He's already told us. Just like he said, behold, I give unto you all power over the enemy. I've given you my part.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled, God Will Command the Blessings to Overtake You, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.